You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Montreal. Stephen Pickford is in Studio West, Beaconsfield.
Good morning. We
have a special guest online right now, Stephen. I would say next to Montreal, my favorite city of them all is New York City. And I would say that because, first of all, I love my city. I'll never betray that, But I'll tell you, having gone to New York City, I mean, I remember the first time I went to New York City with Stephen way, way back when. It's a place unlike any other. It could be a country all by itself because it's one of the very few places that I've ever been to that lives up to every bit of the hype. It is everything they say it is and more, Steve.
Yes, and we're glad to have on the air with us this morning Christine Nicholas. She's the president and CEO of NYC & Company, the city's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Stephen and Willem. Good to be with you, and I love Montreal, too. It's a beautiful city. But you got to come visit New York as well.
Absolutely.
And, we're ready to welcome you.
Even among our own correspondents, we have the old Montreal-New York connection because Stan Posner married New York City native Sandra Phillips.
Oh, there you go.
So,
and I should just give a quick thank you. It's very important, and I know that, you know, it's been a while since September 11th, and that's not the purpose of this interview, but we New Yorkers are so extremely grateful for the support that we felt from Canada after the tragedy. There was a weekend, I think it was the first week in November, when there was a Canada Loves New York Day, and so 5,000 Canadians came to New York. We closed the street, 53rd Street, and it was just really amazing. And everybody was wearing these buttons and these T-shirts that said Canada Loves New York. So that will always be in my memory, and I will always have a fond spot for Canada because of that.
Well, we're very happy about that ourselves. I remember Stephen was actually partially involved in the planning of some of those bus trips as well. So, and I do know that us, within our capacity of Travel World Radio Show, I think within 1 week we were on there trying to promote New York City, trying to help them in every way we could.
We appreciate it, and that's probably why we've done so well with tourism since then. We're still not quite back to where we were, in 1999 and 2000, which were our peak years, but we're getting there, and we need a few more Canadians, though, to come down our way.
Now, things have changed quite a bit since Stephen and I were down in June of 2002, and I'd like to hear a little bit more about that, because that particular trip was really fantastic, but there's got to be a lot more that's happened since then.
Sure. Well, since then, we opened up probably one of the most premier shopping meccas in the Northeast, which is the Time Warner Center. It's on Columbus Circle, right at 59th Street, the base of Central Park on the west side. It is a beautiful four-story building with great shopping. Whole Foods is on the bottom floor, which is a fantastic market. Then you also have the Jazz at Lincoln Center, which is part of that complex. And you have the Mandarin Oriental, a five-star hotel, which, you know, we didn't have in New York City. Mandarin Orientals are all over the world, but we never had one. But the shopping is terrific. And then you also have these great restaurants on the fourth floor, including Per Se, and you have Stone Rose, and V, and Asiat. I mean, these are terrific restaurants that are also driving visitors to New York City, because I just had a chance to eat at Cafe Grey, Grey Kunz's new restaurant on the fourth floor, and it's been open now for about 4 months. And I asked how it was doing, and he said there's a three-month waiting list. You know, so they have a few openings last minute,
wow.
Obviously. But he said people are traveling from all over the world just to come to the restaurant. So, you know, it's new things like that that keep the new in New York. So that opened up since 2002. And then we also had the new expanded Museum of Modern Art, which has just been phenomenal. That opened in November. And it's just been driving tourism, a lot of great stuff. It almost doubled in the size. It's on 53rd Street between 5th and 6th, so it's in the same space. But
oh, yeah, it's right in the smack middle of downtown.
Oh, it's fantastic. And also it has some great restaurants, great offerings. We have a new Rubin Museum, which is all Tibetan art, on 18th Street, so a little bit lower Manhattan.
You need a Rubenstein Museum. We say that in tribute to one of our early inspirations, Montreal veteran broadcaster Jay Rubenstein. So.
Well, you never know. I mean, we've got Howard Rubenstein in New York, who is probably the best-known publicist in New York City. So.
And Peter Rubenstein, the great pianist. So.
There you go. But we have the Ruben Museum, so that will have to suffice. So so many new things happening all the time in New York. So many great openings, a lot of great restaurants. We have the Tribeca Film Festival, which opened up in 2002, and now we're actually 2003, and we're getting set to welcome it back. It's April 19th through May 1st this year, and this is Robert De Niro and Jane Rosenthal, his partner. They created this film festival in order to try and drive tourism after September 11th, and now they have something like 200 offerings of new films being previewed and offbeat films. And what's great about this film festival, you know, compared to Cannes and some of the others, is that it's open to the public.
Isn't that neat?
Just for the industry.
Isn't that neat the way a lot of the celebrities have also come together to help out New York City?
Well, they, you know, we were very concerned that, you know, they may go back to Los Angeles or they may, you know, move out of New York City, but they really stepped up to the plate. Glenn Close, for example, you know, went to a firehouse on September 11th and just started volunteering. And she didn't bring her publicist or her cameras or anyone. And, you know, she was embarrassed when people found out about it. And, you know, that's, and then Robert De Niro was at a soup kitchen. I mean, it's just, they really love New York City and they're part of our city, and they're great spokespeople, you know, for the city. So the fact that Tribeca Film Festival was not just a one-year, you know, stint, that it's growing each and every year, and they keep building new and new things for it, I think it's terrific.
People being people, and I've always loved those kinds of stories.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Now, tell us a little bit more about stuff that's happening in the lower Manhattan area. Any new progress coming there?
Well, the purpose of Tribeca, the film festival, being in lower Manhattan, that's helped it a great deal. The Statue of Liberty has reopened. Even though you could always go to Liberty Island, now you can actually go back inside the Statue of Liberty. You do have to reserve in advance, though. So if you need more information on how you can do that, the best thing is to contact us at nycvisit.com. But it really is quite a thrill and experience to be able to go back there. The plans for the memorial and the World Trade Center site, they now have on the perimeter of the World Trade Center, they have signs and graphics and displays to give you an idea of what this is going to look like. So that alone is worth the trip, and we encourage people to go downtown and to shop and to spend, because Lower Manhattan, you know, is still suffering. A lot of those jobs left. They didn't come back, so...
Well, that's an awful lot of office space to lose in one particular fell swoop.
Right.
You know, to overly generalize there, but now, just to dedicate maybe the last minute before this break on that, I've always been curious, have they settled on a design for the replacement to the Twin Towers?
They have. Michael Arad, who is a local designer, just by chance, his design won the competition of about 650 architects. And what's really neat is no one really knew of this architect before. He worked for the City Housing Bureau, so he submitted his proposal quietly, you know, because he was a city worker, and this was all vetted by sort of a you know, a blind judging. You know, they didn't really know whose design was whom, and he won, and it's really, and then Daniel Libeskind also he's building the Freedom Tower, but Michael Arad is building the memorial. It's really fantastic. They have preserved the footprints of both towers, and in those footprints will be the names of the victims.
Right.
And they'll have reflecting pools, so it'll, you know, bring some serenity and peace and quiet. They'll be built below grade. So
we're going to take a break right now on the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclays Financial. Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclays Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclays Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in studio in Montreal. Stephen Pickford is in Studio West, Beaconsfield. We have online from NYC & Company, the New York City Convention and Visitors Bureau Company. We've got Christine with us. Just before the break, Christine, I just want to finish that topic. You were talking about the actual plans of the memorial and the new buildings at the World Trade Center site in New York City. You were mentioning about the footprints of the buildings and the names of the victims there.
Right, and the reflecting pools, and it's called Reflecting Visions, and it's a local architect, Michael Arad, whose work is being implemented. But, you know, it's a few years off. It probably won't be completed until 07 or 08, but there's lots to see and do right now in Lower Manhattan, so I encourage anyone that's taking a trip to New York City, if they could, you know, go to Lower Manhattan, go to South Street Seaport, go to the World Financial Center, because it really does still need the support. And there's a lot of, you know, art and the art galleries in Soho. There's so much to do in Lower Manhattan that a trip to New York without going downtown really wouldn't be complete.
And you got to have, of course, a hot dog from a street vendor or a bag of nuts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I love them. You know, you got those... they're honey roasted peanuts.
The roasted nuts, yeah.
Yeah, or the cashews. I love the cashews. They're my favorite.
Oh, the smell is just fantastic.
Isn't it something? Yeah.
Yeah, you won't get it too much in the summertime, but, you know, it really is what marks the fall time when you really smell them at every street corner.
I really enjoyed it. I remember one time in June 97 when I was downtown New York City, and I was just walking through, I think it was around the 46th Street area, walking between, I think, 7th Avenue and 5th, and you actually can smell and feel the excitement in the air. This was only around 10:30 in the morning, and it's all the hustle and the bustle, the excitement. It's one of the few areas where you can actually literally see people. You go a little bit further down, maybe into the 30s, and you'll see people walking right clear across the streets with these racks of clothing between the manufacturers and stuff.
Oh, the garment district, yeah.
Oh, I love the garment district. You got that great big button with that massive needle.
And can you hear the ambient sounds of New York in the background
Well, actually, it's funny you hear that because I think when on our first year in 1997 when we did Travel World, we had a lady calling in from New Jersey telling us how safe the area was, and in the background you could hear, "Officer down, officer down."
No, really? Oh, that's classic.
Well, yeah, it was one of the funniest moments in Travel World, and I think people can still pick it up because Bob is putting our older shows into the archive that we have on our site at travelworldradio.com. Still, I mean, you hear that, it just sounds of a big city one way or the other. But I must say, though, with all the reputation that New York City used to have, every time I go to New York City, I'm more and more impressed at the amount of progress New York has made, especially under the leadership of then-Mayor Rudy Giuliani. I read his book, Leadership, and I also... They talk about an incident where at the beginning of the 90s you saw a cover of Time magazine and it was the I Love New York logo and there was a sad face. But in January of 2000, the city had returned to a jubilant, happy, fun atmosphere.
Right.
And that kind of a turnaround, I'm telling you, it was so impressive. And that's why when we went back in 2002, Stephen and I, we were blown away just how much fun the city is. And how safe we felt walking virtually everywhere.
Right.
And
it's the safest large city in America. It has been now for 7 straight years. And whenever there's the slightest spate of crime, if there's an incident in Central Park or in Times Square, now the difference than, 10 years ago is the public gets outraged.
Absolutely.
And, in the past, before... Mayor Giuliani took office, there was this sort of philosophy that it's an ungovernable city. It's unmanageable. And, with a lot of people, you're going to have crime, you're going to have litter, you're going to have graffiti. And his philosophy was, no, we don't have to stand for that. And we shouldn't have graffiti and litter and crime. And now whenever there is an incident, the public will really get vocal. So... Mayor Bloomberg has done a fantastic job of keeping the crime rate down and even decreasing it further, which people thought after Rudy that, the crime rate is so low that this is, it's never going to be able to get any lower. Well, Mayor Bloomberg has even defied those critics, and he's brought it down further. But whenever there is a little incident, I think it's terrific that New Yorkers being New Yorkers, we're vocal about everything, but the fact that we don't just shrug our shoulders and say, it's the city. Not anymore. We've now taken much more pride in where we live.
Well, there's a famous saying up here in Canada of Canadians being so apathetic. But what you gonna do? And that pervaded. I mean, you mentioned that about New York City. And another one of the things that you mentioned about this is that people had an idea that, boy, this is out of control and nobody can tame it. And Rudy Giuliani used a theory that was purported elsewhere in urban studies called the broken window theory. Right. A lot of the modifications that he made to crime fighting and so on were, no, you got to start with the little things. You got to get the quality of life crime. So turnstile jumping, they clamp down on that. And because when you start clamping down on turnstile jumping, the people that are turnstile jumping are other people that would commit other crimes. And right. then when you also stop things that he stopped the squeegee guys.
Yeah, I'll never forget. I happen to have the privilege of working in the Giuliani administration in his press office. Mm-hmm. And when we were, before he got into office, we were putting together the strategy papers on what he would announce in his inaugural speech and then moving forward. And the first thing he was going to go after were the squeegee operators. And I remember uh-huh. we were all sitting around saying, what do we call them?
Mm-hmm.
Do we call them squeegee guys? Do we call them, window washers? So, you know, that's how remote the issue was, in that people didn't even have a name for it. But and when he asked the police department to really study this and go out to every corner where these guys operated, there were only maybe 40 or 50 of them.
Yeah, yeah.
But they got so much publicity and really made people feel uncomfortable, because they would be at the entrances of New York City. You know, when you would come out of the over the bridge from New Jersey or out from under the tunnel, and then the first vision or the first view of New York City were these squeegee guys. And like you said, you know, people would shrug their shoulders and say, okay, well, this is the price of coming into New York. It was almost like an expected toll.
Right.
You know, like a human toll. And when Rudy had them arrested, mm-hmm. a lot of them had some serious convictions. So they were wanted
yeah.
on parole. You know, these were rapists. You know, they had burglary and things like that. So they didn't get out of jail. You know, it wasn't just like, well, they're going to arrest them, and then they're going to get a DAT or a desk appearance ticket, and then they'll be right back out. A lot of them went away for a long time.
Well, what gets me was how they got them, too, because the police were asking, well, what are we going to commit, you know,
yeah.
what are we going to arrest them for? He says they're jaywalking.
Jaywalker.
He says, well, nobody enforces jaywalking. I mean, if you walked at all in Montreal, you realize it's almost a proverb. You can tell the Montrealer because he crosses regardless of the lights. But
right.
in this case, what they said, they got him for jaywalking. And it says, while you got these guys, you now have the ability to run a check on who they are. And found out later on that these guys were real bad seeds with criminal records. And you could cut down on other crimes. And the crime rate started to plummet. And the other thing with the cleaning up of the subway around 1983-84 was a project by the transit commissioner at the time. And he would not let a train go out. You know, when it reached the end of the line, it wouldn't go out until it was cleaned. And I remember reading that in 1977 in the CN Tower in Toronto, Canada, and how they kept it so clean. They said, no, we have people with brooms all the time, and when someone drops some litter, it's picked up immediately, so that another person who is thinking about littering will think twice, because, well, it's not just going to join the crowd, they're going to stand out.
Right.
And that's the broken window theory in action, that those people who might otherwise commit crimes because, well, you know, what's another broken window? If there's no broken windows at all, they're not going to be the first.
Exactly.
And, it's such an Mayor Giuliani had to make such an uphill battle to make this work. But boy, oh boy, how effective. It was night and day. Steve, you and I were there in 1990.
Every time we go, we see better and better. And I remember the first time, I think the first time I went was like 1984, 85, and it was like, boy, I mean, it was like a combat zone, and we were scared. And then each time, it's been so much progressively better, it is like night and day.
Well, we got 30 seconds before we got to finish this particular segment. We would love to have you on again, because, like I told you, we could talk for hours about New York.
Right, especially about Broadway, because there is so much happening on Broadway right now. A lot of stars have taken back to trying their talents and honing their talents on the Great White Way, on the stage. And that alone would be a wonderful topic.
Christine, thanks for joining us on the Travel World Radio Show today. And as Jay Rubenstein would say, Broadway my way, right, Steve?
Yes, Broadway my way, NYCvisit.com.
Stay tuned to the Travel World Radio Show across America by satellite.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Di Capua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let Di Capua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at Di Capua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at Di Capua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. Di Capua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada, 1-800-531-7921, or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website. Website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe, ultra-memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra-memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra-memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call ultra-memory brain tonic. To try ultra-memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willen Backus in studio. We've got Stephen Pickford in Studio West Beaconsfield. And with Eisenthalitis, we have Malcolm Andrews when we're waiting for him to call.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Bram Eisenthal has spread his wings and is infecting the world with the T word of tardiness.
Eisenthal.
Talking about tardiness.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And talking about our staff announcer, Mr. Hudson Fogup. I got an email from Hudson this morning saying he overslept and missed his flight.
You got to be kidding me.
So I wrote him back and said, instead of writing me, why don't you call the airline? It might do you a little better.
He missed his flight?
Yes.
What airline was he taking this time?
Air Canada to Regina.
I always laugh when I hear the word Regina.
Yes, I think here they're opening up a new branch of BJ's Wholesale Club.
Yeah, Saskatchewan. So he's going to Regina, and he missed his flight on Air Canada.
Yeah, so I said,
he'll have to fly standby. Would he be able to? Now, that's everybody's nightmare, Steve. Let us say I was going to fly an Air Canada flag carrier. So, I mean, it's not like you're taking Capital Air Express, in which case you'd be pretty well out of luck. If you're flying, say, Air Canada to Regina and you miss your flight, what exactly are your options? Can you fly standby the rest of the day? Or
most times they will allow you standby for $50 same-day travel.
So it's really, you're going to be penalized. It's wake up or else.
Yes, it's wake up or else. And you might get the odd supervisor who'll waive it completely if the other flight. It's a case-by-case basis, but I'm sure, you know, they do document your name, so you can't do it too often before you really get the royal.
Here come the world travelers now.
Yes, the Lou Brunza will personally escort you and make sure that you will remember for the rest of your life. But if lots of things do happen. There could be an accident on the way to the airport. There could be, you know, a power failure that, you know, you're stranded in a subway tunnel for 2 hours. There, you know, things do happen, and most airlines will be a bit accommodating, but you can't do it too often because they do track the names.
And, you know, you can't lift your excuses from that TV show Airline, because I'm sure all the airline executives have seen those before.
Oh, yeah. So it's like they've written Book of Excuses, Volume 1, 2, and 3, now available. And they've added some to it as well. I mean, I think there's a whole foreword in the Book of Excuses.
Had to wash my cat. Let me see. It was fall rating series.
They're having the fall fall launch at Global News is happening in June. June is now a fall month, yes.
That's right, yes. Well, let's hope, if we're lucky, that this is Malcolm himself calling in.
Oh, and it's not somebody trying to sell you carpet cleaning.
Probably. I having a feeling from what Bob's saying that we have. And on line with us, special guest, we got to play Big Fanfare for Malcolm Andrews. Welcome to the show, Malcolm.
Well, thank you very much, Willem.
It is a pleasure to have you on the air with us, Malcolm. And you're actually going to hear Bob's commercial coming up on the break, you know, in about, due in about 7 minutes. But Via Rail Canada, our favorite way to travel. We were just talking about airlines before you called in. And I'll tell you one thing. It's better to take the train.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. Hassle-free, you know, even these days of security and so on, I guess you could still say that the train is certainly one of the simplest ways to travel. And I guess, you know, for a lot of people, too, it's still both very economic and it's also very good for the environment. And more people care about that, and so they should. And with the increased price of gas, even people who would normally be driving are looking for alternatives. We're certainly happy to be able to provide one of those alternatives.
Now, Via Rail Canada has many levels of service across Canada, of course. The more luxurious, the more vacation-oriented kinds of services that we've experienced, Stephen, are the Canadian, which is the transcontinental going west, or the ocean, as you experienced going east to Halifax from Montreal.
What a relaxing experience. This is the way travel was meant to be.
Yeah, Via Rail.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that a lot of people come back and give me as feedback once they've traveled on the train is that, I guess much like taking a cruise, perhaps, and people refer sometimes to a nice long-distance train trip as a land cruise, I think it's a good term. Because it's not so much about getting there, it's about the actual experience of taking a trip. And we picked up on that. And in fact, in the next couple of months, we're going to be introducing a whole new concept in travel on our Eastern Transcontinental train, which is called the Ocean and operates between Montreal and Halifax on the East Coast. And it's going to be all about learning travel. So you're not only going to have an opportunity to ride on a great train, you're not going to have an opportunity just to get to a great part of Canada, but at the same time, you're going to have an opportunity to soak in the culture and the music and the cuisine and the folklore of that region that you're traveling to. And that will all be part of your journey and part of your experience. This is somewhat new for us. We're having a great, exciting time developing it and getting it underway, and we look forward to being able to put that out on the market and see what the reaction is. And so far, from the testing we've done with possible people who might want to travel and tour operators and all those kind of things, people are reacting very positively to it.
Well, it's just an extra added element to the enjoyment of the vacation, that the enjoyment of the vacation begins from the moment you depart, not from, you know, when you get there. You're enjoying yourself from moment one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there is a certain je ne sais quoi, a certain atmosphere, a certain mystique about travel that no matter where you're going from and where you're going to is present. You're absolutely right. It's not just the minute you get on the train. It's the minute you're in the station almost, really. You get caught up in that sort of special feeling and that special excitement that you don't necessarily experience when you're traveling by other means, especially these days. Travel for people with wanderlust and the love of travel is still something that more and more people love to do, but it's becoming less and less easy to do. The one of the nice things, as we said at the top here, about travel by train is that it's still relatively simple. It's affordable, it's safe, and it's secure, but it's a lot more hassle-free than other means of travel. It's incredibly comfortable. Our staff are very well trained, and a lot of what they're there for you to do is to make sure that experience of yours is a special one from end to end.
And in a special tribute to the very fact of the importance of rail travel, I would say, and we know that Via Rail is a Novell customer, and at Novell's Brainchair Convention, the rock and roll band was Train this year. So, yeah, all things train and railroad. But what you say about the hassle-free aspect of rail travel is cannot be underscored even more with more emphasis, because Stephen was telling me about his particular trip to Halifax and just how relaxing it was. If you're going to take an airplane, for instance, you got to plan it in advance, hours and blah, 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 and wait in line and all that kind of hassle. He leisurely went home, grabbed his gear, took a train downtown, met you.
That's correct.
And then leisurely boarded his train to Halifax. And it was all done in a very relaxing manner. In fact, that whole trip he took to Halifax was just what the doctor ordered if you wanted to unwind in today's stressful times. It's one of the things that's even at a premium, is good relaxation time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I guess the flip side of that is that, you know, if you're traveling and you are a business person and you want to be productive, we can offer you that quiet, uninterrupted, productive time. I mean, you can use your own cell phone and you can use your own laptop, and we have Wi-Fi on our business cards, for example, so you can stay connected and you can do as much work as you want to do, which is a little bit difficult. Certainly, if you're driving your own car, you can, if you've got hands free, you can talk, but you can't very well get on your laptop and start replying to people by email and that kind of thing. You can do all of that on the train. The other side of it, though, is if you don't want to be bothered by any of that, if really what you're there for is to get away from all that, the train offers you that possibility too. You can just turn everything off, or better yet, not even bring it with you. And you can kick back, and if you just want to be left alone, we'll leave you alone. On the other hand, if you want to be pampered, we're certainly there to pamper you too. And you know, we're some people tell us we're the experts in pampering. We try, and I guess this is our secret, if there's a secret to that, is just making sure that every little detail is taken care of. And you know, we have some, for example, we have some special mystery chocolates in our Via One.
Oh yes, yes.
In the corridor.
The truffles, and, yummy.
That many people have tried to bribe me for the recipe for.
I'm still trying to bribe you for it.
I've yet to give that up. But I'll tell you, though, a few times we've tried to change the flavors of some of those chocolates, and you know, take the dark one out and put something else in. We almost have a riot on our hands from our regular Via One first class customers. When
Malcolm, we
got to
take
like
a break right now, and we're going to hear a commercial from Via Rail about the Enterprise overnight service. Thank you.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio by satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal. Your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. And breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center, with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Board Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and a command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day. Reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Said Reed has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Montreal, and we got Stephen Pickford in Studio West Beaconsfield. Special guest online with us somewhere in Montreal, we're not sure where, is one of our favorite guests of all time, Malcolm Andrews from Via Rail Canada. Malcolm, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you again. Thank you again. I'm glad to be with you, and I actually have to go off and catch a train, so I'm going to sort of try and wrap up here. Just summer's coming, everybody. Families up there, remember that starting basically at the beginning of June, we're going to be opening up our Kids Travel Free promotion again. We'll make sure that your Travel World Radio hosts are made aware of all those details so they can share them with you. And for anyone who's going to be in the Toronto or Montreal area, we've also got another great historic tradition that we're going to be reintroducing on Friday and Sunday nights, a lounge car on the evening train leaving both those stations for the other one. So that's something special, and we'll make sure that your Travel World Radio hosts have those details so they can share them with you. And that's all coming up soon. So thanks a lot, guys.
Oh, Malcolm's leaving us already. Oh.
They're yelling all aboard, and they're going to leave him on the platform.
Yeah. Toot, toot. Anyway, it's been great talking with you and all your listeners, and we'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Malcolm, thank you for being on the show with us.
Thanks a lot, guys. Okay. Have a great day.
Same to you. Thanks.
Well, Steve, now tell us a little bit about that lounge car.
Yeah, the lounge car is an historic car that they're planning to bring into service in the month of May, I believe. Just received the press release. And it's going to be operating on train, the last train of the day, actually the last daytime train, around 6 p.m. Fridays from Toronto and Sunday evenings from Montreal. And I believe it's called Glenn Fraser, not Sam Fraser. yes, and the Glenn Fraser car. And it goes back to the days when you had a lounge car, club car at the back of the train. So
now tell me a bit about it. What's this lounge car going to be like? Is it?
I'm still waiting for the pictures to be downloaded, and I'm waiting for some more information on it. They just announced barely the start date, and they're going to via one passengers will have access to the car, receive a voucher for a free drink in it. I think coach passengers can use it, but pay for their drinks.
So it's going to be like, is it going to be Butt equipment, Renaissance equipment, HEP equipment?
No further details. We're in that press release.
Maybe it's going to have, maybe if we're lucky, it'll be one of those.
Or maybe they acquire one of those old 800 series cars from CP Rail that were sold for a dollar on the internet.
Well, that's probably where it is. I mean, if you're going to buy a rail car on the internet, where exactly are you going to keep it? You know, honey,
well,
I got something for the back here.
You could bid on amt.qc.ca. The highest bid the last time I looked for some of their old equipment was $1. But, of course, it was FOB, Sorton Yard, Montreal. So you had to get there and drag it home.
I guess you could put it on the back of the pickup truck. Maybe get Bob to get Bob's dad to show up with a tow truck and then see what he does with it. Now that would be fun.
Yes. Bring home.
Look what I brought
the
home.
The person who has everything, an 800 series coach from Canada Car and Foundry, 1953.
There we go, one of those cars. Now maybe it'll be, if we're lucky, one of those park cars from the 1950s streamlined Bud cars, the ones that they sent across Canada, which they used to use for the Enterprise before they replaced it with the Renaissance equipment. And I like that, the tapered bullet lounge and stuff. And maybe they'll offer massages in that three-bedroom area and so on.
Oh, yes. Now we're well, one of the trains that it's assigned to is Train 69.
Exactly. You see, now we're talking.
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm not making that up. Train 69 in the schedule. We'll have this car assigned. So maybe...
if we're lucky.
Yes. Well, it is. That the one, the last train of the day is Train 69.
Well, maybe that's what they're going to do with a lot of the ladies that were now let go from Jetsco.
I was just thinking that same thing. Boy, it was a better year when Nation Air went under.
You sure enjoyed that. But that's what makes for very good experiences on board rail.
Yes. Just rock yourself to sleep.
Well, yeah. Now, that was an amazing commercial. And that's the whole idea. Bob came back. He was actually has family who lives near Waterdown Road, near the Aldershot train station. And he came back, and that was actually what was on his mind. The train's going to rock you to sleep.
And it's just a nice, peaceful, relaxing. You wake up, and you look out the window, and you see that the grade lights are flashing, and you pass through little towns, and you wonder where you are, and you maybe see some lonely hobo walking down the road, and you wonder who he is. It's just... It's a transposition in time and place.
It is kind of nice because it is very relaxing, especially, you know, you start dealing with the spring and the fall times of year, even the summer, but now when the air is crisp and fresh as you pass by, you can actually stand in the vestibule or, you know, if it's other trains that actually have openable windows, you can see that, but you can actually catch a nice breath of fresh air as the train slowly moves by when you're traveling. Now, tell me, what was it like on the train to Halifax? Were you able to do that standing in the vestibule?
Oh, yeah, there's an airflow through there. You could technically, I mean, if you knew how to and you wanted to, you could open the window, but it's not exactly suggested or recommended, because it says, please do not touch, leave to operating crew members. You don't want to touch the wrong button and the whole door flies open and you fly out at 50 miles an hour while you're crossing over a bridge, right?
Well, yeah, that would be kind of interesting. But it's like...
But you do have that airflow because of the... simply because of the way the cars are connected in a vestibule system.
Yeah, what I meant was when we were taking the train to Vancouver and we stopped up in... It was up north just after we crossed the Canadian Shield. And it was Sioux Lookout.
Sioux Lookout, yeah. Not Shriver. You didn't stop to buy any hearts and crafts at the corner store.
No, and visit Trisha Noble. No, I didn't do that. But as we're passing from Sioux Lookout, there was that whole area where there's that giant left turn, and you could see the entire train. We have that actually as a small video clip. And that's the nice thing. You could stand in the vestibule for certain periods of time. I mean, not long, long, long stints, but enough to catch a quick bit of fresh air, and then you're back to your train.
Yeah, no, that's part of it. What's something you can do, and it's fun to just simply walk through the cars, and you meet people, and you talk to people, and you're not confined to one tiny, 32-inch seat pitch. Stay with your seatbelt fastened, and don't dare move, because in the last 30 minutes, if you get up, you're considered to be a terrorist. Use the toilet to your heart's content.
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, the one thing which you enjoy, I mean, the air travel is so stressful these days. It's just not the fun that it used to be.
No.
So these days, what we particularly enjoy...
I'm part of the thing. The airlines have damaged the industry themselves for the most part because, they have bad attitudes and bad customer service relations, and customer relations and media communications are low, low, low on their priorities.
It's funny because... You know, when we first started traveling for the media, but way before Travel World was born, we were entering an era when travel and of course the airline industry had bad attitudes, and then they improved. And there was a while, there was sort of a golden period in the 90s where service was fantastic. It was top notch. They were actually going out of their way to service the passengers. And I think I found a bit of a return to the bad old days.
Oh, yes. So there's the report that only the three airlines that actually have consistently maintained the service standards have been JetBlue, AirTran, and Southwest. And the rest have all gone downhill in the last few surveys of airline service.
Isn't that something about Southwest Airlines? I mean, one of the longest continually running airlines with the lowest staff turnover and the best on-time record, you combine that all. And you've got an airline that really knows how to do their thing.
Yes, if you deliver on your promises, you provide a quality product, and you appreciate your customers, and don't treat them with respect, and provide them with the service of quality and that they have come to expect on a consistent basis, you're going to succeed. The rest, well, people are voting with their dollars. They can only have themselves to blame when they look at the startup of new low-fare carriers.
It's the truth. I mean, as far as customer service is concerned, you know, Ben Franklin always said, take care of your customer, because if you don't, someone else will. And I'm reminded of an incident myself when we were eating at a restaurant, and the waiter had a lousy attitude. Looked like he's having a really bad day. And I happened to glance up to him, and I said, don't like your job, eh? And the guy, you know, muffled some kind of remark about, you know, to the effect of, yeah, I hate this job. I said, well, don't worry, you won't have it long.
Yes, I wonder what Lou Brunsma is doing these days.
Yeah, speaking of that, this is the guy who coined Here Come the World Travelers Now. But nothing can compare to the ease and the comfort of traveling by rail via Rail Canada. Steve, that wraps up our show for today. We covered New York City via Rail Canada, both of two of our favorite things.
And next week, Mary Gallagher will be talking about Louisville, Kentucky, I believe.
Well, that's it for all of us here at the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
And Bob is sitting way back in his chair. Stay tuned. Happy traveling.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.